on the line now I have Niamh Ní Chonaire, and she's the manager at Axis. Good morning, Niamh. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you? Happy Friday.
Same to you. The first thing I have to say that, Axis seems to be just like an annual festival going all the year round, the way, just looking at the programme, it's absolutely magic.
It sometimes feels that way. We're very lucky, I have to say, that there's such a diverse range of talented artists and companies coming to Axis to present work, you know, locally, nationally and internationally. It really does seem to be this hub of activity where there's something for everyone, whether you want to enjoy a show as a family, or we have some wonderful events for adults. And even all week round, there's a variety of groups coming in for different dance, music, drama classes, rehearsals. So the buzz is lovely. Even the cafe now is hopping. It's wonderful.
Yes, sir. Just before we go on, Niamh, just you must have a website in case we leave anything out, because there's an awful lot of stuff going on. Even between now and Christmas, it's unbelievable. So people can have look up the website and see what's going on.
Absolutely. So our website is www.axisballymun.ie, and that's AXISBALLYMUN. But we're also on Twitter and Facebook. I know sometimes people use Facebook a lot more regularly than they might go and look up a separate website. So we do update that almost every day, and that's if you just search Axis Ballymun on Facebook, you'll find us there. Mm-hmm. Give us an L like and say hello.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a wonderful array of shows and different things for people who are very young up to launching Aging Week and all that, yeah. But it's terrific. How does one, first of all, get the initiatives for these things and then start to coordinate them? I know you probably have a great team, but where do some of the initiatives come from?
Fantastic team. And it is a team effort, but I suppose we would make sure, you know, we're there to be a hub and a venue for all of Dublin. And it's very important that you would serve varying different interests and age groups within that. And not everybody likes the same thing, you know. So, for instance, you mentioned Positive Aging Week there. That's kicking off next week and runs the whole week through. So, for instance, we have film screenings, concerts, we have different workshop days. We even have Dickie Rock gracing our stage this day week on Friday the 3rd of October. He played here last year and just went down a storm. He puts on some show. I don't know how the man gets the energy. I wouldn't even be able for that.
Yeah. And just to show... Sorry, go on.
That's Positive Aging Week, which we're very lucky to be able to run in partnership with a lot of organisations locally and beyond. And it is really those partnerships that are key in order to ensuring that people have a vibrant centre at the heart of their community.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say about the diversity of all the stuff. I mean, for example, we talked about Positive Aging Week there, but also you're doing a double bill of the Leaving Certificate English and Irish curriculum, and it's two plays, and they're doing it in one day.
Yeah, for any of the secondary school teachers, sometimes it's quite difficult for schools. We, you know, Phoebean are a great company. They're based in Galway, and they've been presenting with us every year for so many years, and they were hearing from teachers that they really do love coming and seeing the shows. It's a much more engaging way for the students to encounter a play or a book, and they really understand the drama and the meaning for it, rather than being stuck in a classroom a few times a week reading a couple of pages every time. So they thought, look, if we could get them out for one day to see both shows, it's kind of hardcore theatre day. But they seem to be loving it, and there's an awful lot of energy behind it.
Yeah, and there's a lot.
And it's much easier to see these plays performed than to read them and to really get and feel the what's going on and the drama.
Yeah, well, I suppose a lot of it is like reading a book as well, but you have to read over a few parts. But it's more sort of explanatory when you watch it in a movie or
especially in a play. Were written to be performed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely terrific. And some of the things as well. I mean, the Tumblr Circus, how do you manage that in the Axis
Ballymun? Oh, we're very lucky. We have actually a cracking, I know I'm probably a bit biased, but a cracking family programme for people who want to come and bring their kids to a really, really fun and engaging or beautiful play. We have Tumble Circus, as you mentioned, are with us in early December, so you can expect trapeze, acrobatics, all that stuff. And it's quite a It's for older children. I would say it's for 10 years plus. Mm-hmm. It's called Down the Circus, and it's a great family show. And we do have family bundle ticket offers as well to make these things a little bit more affordable for families. We also have in December, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas from Branagh Romy Uchtha, mm-hmm. and that's on Sunday the 14th of December at 4 p.m. again, a gorgeous, gorgeous treat for all the family. And Branagh are actually coming to us in October on the 22nd with their show that just premiered at the Galway International Arts Festival mm-hmm. this summer called Blow. Mm-hmm. And I saw it. It's for anybody aged 7+, not just for children. So I said, I'm 7+, I can go to that. And it was one of the most enchanting pieces I've ever seen. And the tickets are only €6, so it's an absolute bargain as well.
And I have to say, you could give the Theatre Festival and Culture Week all year round a run for the money for everything that's going on. And over the... You have loads of stuff still coming on for the last couple of weeks in September. But... And you've plenty of in October, November. But how did you manage to get Gay Bourne for Christmas?
Oh, true. It took a while, but we are absolutely thrilled. He's a busy man, and he's, you know, there aren't as many dates available for public engagements now. But we're absolutely delighted that we'll have Uncle Gabo on our stage. There's a lot of interest in that. So if anybody does want to book for that, do give us a call on 01883 2100.
And there's a great capacity out there. I know Colm out there, and for nurturing young people with any sort of music talents, whether it's rap, no matter what part of the music that you have.
There's some talent in Ballymun and North Dublin. It's unbelievable. We've just finished a music recording bursary called High Hopes, thanks to some support from Glenn Hansard, and we had a load of young people, very, very talented, in recording their own work in our recording studio. And the likes of Colm Quirney, and we have so many different projects going on, both ourselves and in partnership with other organisations and artists, that really nurtures the talent of these young people. And it's wonderful to see them coming up. And as they grow older and become more experienced, some of them are actually coming back as facilitators or mentors to younger people and getting the same experience that they would have received in Access mm-hmm. years ago, which is such an encouraging thing to do.
Okay, well, over the years it's come to some great prominence, and everyone involved, especially yourself, has to be congratulated on everything that's going on there. As I say, it seems to be just a yearly festival. That's the best way I can put it, and you can't go wrong.
We've a great team, and Access wouldn't be anything without people like you and our community and our public, because they're the people who come in the door and make Access what it is. So the doors are open and anybody's welcome. If that's just for a cuppa or a chat or a class or a show, we'd absolutely love to see you.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you for the website again, or any way people can get in contact you for all the details. As I said, there's something going on all the time. I mean, even between now and Christmas, we'd spend all day talking about it. But one thing I want to mention is that the last Monday of every month, you have a great capacity there where you show a movie on the last Monday of every month. That's an ongoing thing all year round.
It is. It's called The Pictures, and it's a film club for over 55s and friends. Mm-hmm. And it is, so there's a different film on every month. It's only €4 to sign up for the film club, and after that, every film is just €2. So it's a bargain. It's become a really, really great social thing to do in Ballymun on a Monday afternoon. So we have Saving Mr. Banks is on this Monday as part of Positive Aging Week. And as it happens, that film screening is free.
Wow, there you go.
So if anybody hasn't been to us before and wants to join us and enjoy a freebie...
Okay, it's quite a recent movie too. I can recommend it, the story of the Mary Poppins being brought to the big screen by Walt Disney. It's absolutely terrific.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is fantastic in it.
Okay, give us the website again and all the details of contacts for Access.
So if you're on Twitter or Facebook, it's Access Ballymun. You can call us on 01883 2100, or our website is www.access.com. Ballymun.ie.
Okay, that's an evening, Connor, and she's the manager of Access. And congratulations again to all the team, and the future success, I think, is guaranteed out there.
Thanking you. All the best.
Okay, bye, Niamh. Bye.